James Brown touchdown. Well, I am a undercover senor. threw you for a loop, kind of like your whole feed and your algorithm. Just nothing but loops and reels. And here's me keeping it real. Except it's already been 20 seconds, so 5 more and you got a reel. Achilles heel. Oh, I'll kill for your heel. Curb stomping my tailbone. Because I am into that extreme pig butchering. I'm kidding. Now, I don't know what this pig butchering thing is. I keep getting videos of people recently doing videos about pig butchering. And I came across the article that kind of dabbled into it. I'll be honest, I didn't really read it. So, you know, they say when you don't really read the article, talk about it in depth like you have a great astounding affection for it. But basically, I kind of saw what it was. It's basically girls that foster these online relationships that are definitely, they come off as real. But they're not. And, you know, catfishing, essentially, we just got. But there's actually someone else controlling them or some that's paying them to fester these. I don't know, you know. The moral of all this is stop being so pathetic out there on all facets. If you don't see her in person, there's probably a reason. She probably doesn't want you to. Because she either is lying about some, or she just really doesn't want to see you. Moral of the story is, if you ain't porking the pig, it's because your estrogen levels are at all time high. well, with the stuff they're feeding us, estrogen Z. I don't even know what generation I am. I don't understand why people are so obsessed with their generation anyways. I'm a Gen Z. I'm a Gen D. I'm a gender. Fasciitis. Because I'll plantar my fasciitis on your beautiful body. they say the power of bodies touching is the most natural and the most potent form of healing is the connections of you and someone else's body. Just the simple act of touching someone can bring endorphins that even alcohol or the craziest drugs can't bring. There's a longing satisfaction that comes with it. And, you know, so just go out there and put your body on someone, you know. Maybe they'll like it. Maybe they won't. I'm not saying hump someone, but just be like, put your hands on someone's shoulders and be like, I'm here for you. Pass it on. And then she'll either, you know, pass it on to HR or pass it on to her DMs and put you in a group chat and talk about how much of a creep you are. I promise you, I don't do this. I don't touch nobody. Ain't no telling who I touch or don't touch. But yeah, I am a little out of touch though. Because apparently there are women out there. Really, it's just a few women that speak the loudest. But it's going viral in a way. And look, it's not reinventing the wheel. It's the same shit. If you make 50K, you should not be dating. Essentially, if you make $50,000 or less a year, you should not be dating. And it's like, all right, well, then it's going to be just you and 700 women that are more likely more attractive than what this lady who was talking, fighting over the same guys. And out of, if you see, people got to be careful when you lessen your dating pool. Is that's fine. But especially if you want these quote unquote higher standards of certain things that we value in society. And I'm not saying you shouldn't value security, money, and stuff like that, but you better make sure you fit a visual, a profile in a lot of ways that someone who has in that tax bracket knows they could foster. And they look at you and be like, you think I'm going to choose you over these 680 other bitches that would cause a lot less stress in my life? Like, nah, I'm not. And that's what a lot of people don't really bring into effect or take into consideration. Is that you realize it's always the people that are talking are the ones that they don't realize that that's how, if everything worked how they saw the world. Because they think just because what they want, someone would be attracted to them for those same things. Like, oh, we align in values. It's like, yeah, we may align in values, but the value of your skincare routine is a little lacking. And no amount of money I have can fix that. Jesus. I know. I'm not insulting a woman's appearance. What I am saying is a lot of people have a lot of lack of self-awareness. And, you know, it is weird how someone could come out here and shit on a man's income, how we dress and all that stuff. But if you were to respond and be like, you know, to be honest, all these things that typically someone would, with those things that you would want, would not objectively look at you and be like, oh, that's the girl to fulfill all my needs and desires. You can't say that. But, you know, I think the reason why it's not even worth even talking about, because it kind of speaks for itself. You either listen to that and you're like, you either feel that way or you have gotten just so tired of men. You have gotten so tired of what's going on out here. And you think that everyone operates on the same playing field. What I will say is, as a guy, when we hear stuff like that, we are much more protective of ourselves. We are much more protective with our resources. And it's this weird thing that I think there's this thing that a lot of women don't really understand about guys and why sometimes you need that. Yes, you should have standards. It's okay to be honest with what you want. But you need to understand that a guy that truly respects what he has and what he's earned and worked hard for, that the less... It's this weird thing, right? Because we don't, the thing about when we talk about entitlement, it is not about someone wanting us to provide for them, right? It's about everything else when it comes off as entitlement. Like, the money part is not what makes you entitled. But when that is like the most direct abrasive thing that you want from us, you got to let us pay for that stuff over time if you want that out of us. It's a thing, right, where it's like you're not entitled to our money. And if you want to be all psychological about it, if you want someone to take care of all those things for you, the best thing to do is not to ask them directly. Is that you will let them do that on their own merit, and you will get more out of someone by not asking for it. As weird as that may sound, men are this weird thing. We don't like to be asked to do shit like that. And when you put that stuff out there and we see that, we have to be so much more protective of our generosity, of our resources, the time we spent to get our money. We have created this culture and society where we are just supposed to be okay spending this $5 on a bottle of water. We're just supposed to be okay with just spending money on shit just because we have it. We're supposed to be just okay spending money out of the ass just because we have it. like not be able, we're supposed to be so disattached with our bank account. Everything's digital. Everything's digital, one for convenience, easier to track, but also mainly so you're disattached with your money, so you spend more money if you really want to break it down. That's why cost of living is up so much. We are so disattached with our money. I know, damn, this is becoming the financial pod, but without actual, you know, how to be better with your money, but just talking about like how money works in the general sense, I guess, and how we are like our feeling to money is not the same, right? And it's designed like that on purpose. But when you get these people talking about, and one thing that stood out to me and it said everything is she said, if you have, it's like, if you can't invest if you can't give me $10,000 to start a business, like, what am I with you for? It's like, why do you need me? Why do you need a guy to spend $10,000 of his money that you don't feel entitled that you're ever going to have to pay back? He gets nothing back in return. There's no risk-reward attachment. So it creates this further thing for yourself where you never actually understand the value of money and the risk of taking that amount of money and borrowing money. You don't need a guy to borrow $10,000. You can go to your bank and get a business loan. You can get a personal loan for $10,000. $10,000, like the most people with not the greatest credit score can get that shit. Like, honestly, your shit would have to be so fucking bad for you not to be able to go to the bank to get $5,000, $10,000. So, if I can't get $10,000 and you start, but you don't need me, why don't you go get a job, work for 4 or 5 months, make $10,000+? And you can use that money to, oh, but then I can't save. It's like, oh, well, that's what it's like having a job and actual responsibilities, not living in this fictional world that we want to fruition out there. And that's the thing people want. And honestly, you got to be careful when you hear this stuff, because it's honestly people that want all the benefits of money, but want it, quote unquote, in this investment culture, this business. Everyone wants a business cult. You know, everyone shits on everyone wants a podcast business, and that's fine. But everyone wants a fucking business too. And at least with podcasting, I'm not going to go $40,000 in debt because you wanted to make some cool vegan cupcakes for $9 a pop that tastes like absolute booty cheeks. All right. I don't care how good your nice ice cream frosting is. All right. It has pumpkin seeds in it, some chia pumpkin seeds. Like, fuck you. And you want me to give you $10,000 for that shit, right? It's like, you haven't, like, when's the last time you've made cupcakes, all right? Exactly. All of a sudden, I have this aspiration for cupcakes. No. But everyone wants to do these business things. Everyone wants a business, but people don't want to put their own money behind it, or at the very least, borrow money that actually has a risk involved if you don't pay it back, like borrowing from a bank. And I don't want to borrow from a bank, but really when you're doing mortgages, that's really what you're doing. But if you are going to at least have it where like it's going to put more incentive under your ass, like if I don't pay this shit back, interest is coming up for me. They're going to take this, and it puts an incentive to at least show that you're taking it serious. And when you feel that heat under your ass, you act different, right? Where if you just borrow a couple $100 from someone to pay some off, and there's no time frame, there's no interest attached to it, there's no incentive to pay it back, right? And that's the shit that fucking becomes disattached from your money. And it's really just one of those things where hearing that, I can't even take it serious as I just spent 15 minutes talking about it. But you know what? Honestly, I don't even click on these videos anymore, because I don't really care to get mad into a world that I'm not involved in. That's really that type of world where someone's bank account and how much money someone makes a year is attached to how someone views someone. You know, That's just not a world that I live in. It's not how I was raised. It's not what I value personally. So I don't really get people's obsession with that stuff. But I understand the frustration of if you're dating out here. But at the same time, if you're someone that doesn't value that and someone you know is like that and, oh, well, I expect this and this and that, and then you could just be like, well, I don't value that, so I guess we shouldn't go out. But a lot of people want to convince themselves that these things are just, oh, it's just society. It's just the way people are trained. And really, they want to be a, you know, everyone wants to be traditional. It's like, no, like, you know, there are people that it just is what it is like that. And you got to be okay with no matter how pretty that thing is. You got to let her sing in someone else's coliseum. Because we're all just building empires together. Oh, we're kings and queens. We're building empires. It's like, all right, well, you know, even Jussie Smollett was an empire. And we saw sometimes a few lies can go astray. So, yeah, enough of that. Welcome to episode 267 of the Offbeat Podcast with Clint Nelson. Jesus, that was way too long of an intro. I am your host, Clint Nelson. Don't forget to like, follow, comment, subscribe, hit the notification bell. Most important, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to suck some titties. Yeet. Recording this on March 1. That's first for you English speaking folks. No board games here. 2024 at 1:44 p.m. Eastern. Yes. Don't worry. No sponsor today. It's a sponsorless episode, guys. Sometimes I need to kick the sponsors out to talk about some shit, right? Yeah, so today's drink, today's non-sponsor sponsor, we are bringing back an old friend of mine, Ghost, sour green apple. Oh, it's got a tangy tip to it. Oh, that sounded sus. But you know it ain't sus? They be bussing it down. Tatiana. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. It's nice to see you guys. It's Friday. The first of Friday. Yeah, this, you know, these short months really fuck everything up. You know, it fucks up your paycheck cycle, how much extra days you have to accumulate some cash. It puts a wrench in the trench coat, you know. As Drake would say, she took dick in Ibiza and you turned the Dick Tracy. That's what it feels like trying to search through the paycheck dates. here we go. The under 50K a year broke boy talk, right? Yeah, that's what they would say. Like, honestly, if you even look at your paychecks, like, you're broke. That's the type of shit they would probably say. It's like, yes, I like to see to make sure my checks are actually accurate. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you have no standards for how much money going in and out of your bank account, and I'm sorry that you just want to make so much money just so you could waste it. All right, sorry. Oh, little soapbox here. Yeah, a little soap opera. Where's the Phantom? You know, Drake used to say Phantom in like all of his old songs, like drove up in the Phantom. Jesus, he has a Phantom when, his meat's out. I haven't seen it, by the way, and I don't care to. It's not my, I don't want that in my Google searches. You know, I already have Drake lyrics. Drake. Last thing I want is Drake leak. someone types in, like, you know how every time, like, album comes out, they'll have the Drake leaks? They'll have like leaks of, oh, this is a leak from With Future he did. It'll be like Time Flies, you know, it'll be like whatever song that didn't make the cut Or it'll be like, is this song on the album? And then the song's on the album, but it's partially changed. But it was like 8 months ago, someone leaked it, and it was already out there. You know, someone's going to type in Drake leak, and they're going to look at the wrong leak. I doubt his 500 million just for Aubrey Universal Music Group deal was part of that expose. But you know what? Speaking of expose, Rose Meek Mill. Meek Mill is supposedly, there's a lot of speculation that his name was redacted from legal documents that, or something that insinuated that him and Diddy were giggity giggity goo together. But you know, both of them have never been known to be family guys. yeah, but they're kind of in a quagmire right now. but now, you know what? There's Meek Mill, and people like, and honestly, it's like, even if he did, like, I mean, it's like, there is this weird thing now where people are obsessed with if anyone, and it's kind of a situation with Corey Holcomb and Godfrey. So I guess it all kind of combined. So Godfrey's been in a lot. He's a comedian, but he's been in a lot of movies. He has a, you know, an active, you know, career in movies, shows, Hollywood writing and stuff like that. So anytime someone's constantly in those rooms, especially more mainstream rooms, people who are like outliers or outlaws, like Corey Holcomb, for example, who, you know, actually used to be in some shows and movies, but not anymore. He does mostly show and stuff and comedy, and he kind of, he's kind of trying to be the modern day Patrice O'Neal in a way, and he's, you know, the truth teller. He's the guy that he's going to tell you, quote unquote, the truth behind everything. So he's kind of like Godfrey has been in 60 plus films because he's fruity as hell. And because he's doing this, sleeping, you know, blah, blah, blah. Basically doing homosexual stuff, right? That's how he's able to keep. And it is a weird thing how, like, someone could be having success in a lane that maybe there's a lot of speculation that typically, like, there's always rumors about Hollywood, like, that's how you get your name in the door, blah, blah, blah. You do this, you suck a little, banana. You know, guy or girl, you basically sacrifice something about yourself so you receive the fame or whatever. And look, I'm not saying that doesn't exist, but to just always, like, assume that everyone that's successful in a lane, that's what they did. No. Like, and it is kind of annoying that anytime someone has success in a lane. And, you know, I've actually run into this recently, I'll say it. You know, well, I shouldn't get too specific, but it's like, you get, you know, notified for doing a good job. And then somehow people will be like, oh, well, only did a good job because of blah, blah, blah. Like, trying to damper down when you do something well. It's like, oh, well, you know, this is because of this and because they, it's like, who cares? I fucking did what was asked of me and I fucking did it. You know, and that's kind of this, and to me, it was a microcosm of a bigger issue in kind of how we operate in today's, I hate saying in society, but it's a general mindset that if someone did good for at something, or they did what they were supposed to, they did a good job, we always got to poke holes. Oh, they only did good because of this and blah, blah, blah. Oh, it's only because it's always, oh, the only reason why they were successful is because they had some advantage or they didn't have to do this. It's always some bullshit excuse, right? It's always some like, it's always like, oh, well, we have it harder than some. It's like, you know what? Sometimes certain people appeal to certain audiences that you don't. Sometimes certain people do their job better than you at a certain point in time. It happens. timing is everything, you know, whatever. And to me, it was just like, that's the kind of shit that annoys me. It's like, one, we have this heavy obsession with someone's sexuality if they're good at something or not good at something. Like, oh, he probably had to do this and sell his soul. That's how he was able to do it. It's like, that's not true for everyone. Like, we don't know that. Unless you have evidence to prove it, that's just a dumb thing to put out there. And it's like, if you do your job well, and people want to point out, oh, like, you know, you get notified from people that are up above you for doing a good job, and then people around, it's like this, it can be kind of clicky. It's like, it's all this shit talking. It's like, no one could just be like, hey, man, you know, that's great, you know. Like, my first instinct wouldn't be like, if someone did good at something, to be like, oh, well, you only got that because you used a lot more of your, you know, shoulders. And like, who gives a fuck? They fucking did it. They did the what was asked of them, and they did it. And it's this thing where we're just comfortable just like finding, just like we always want to try to put people down on a pedestal. No matter how good someone's doing, we got to put someone back down and be like, hey, man, you know what? You're doing great. Hey, I'm proud of all the accomplishments you've done, you know? And you don't even necessarily have to congratulate. You just don't have to really, like, dumb someone down that, oh, well, the only reason why you were successful is because all these things were in your favor. It's like, all right. Are we assuming that if you gave everyone in this room the same situation, they would have the same success rate? That's not always true. Not everyone works the same in certain situations, right? Some people were better than others. Some people could do it all. Some people can't do any. So, I don't know. It was just a dumb, it was like a microcosm. And that shit was just like, oh, okay. And I think it connects to this stuff because it's always, oh, they only did this because they were sucking dick. Oh, they, Meek Mill, oh, this and P. Diddy, so he's around, like, you know, I don't know. Like, maybe he is, but honestly, does it really matter? Like, I mean, I don't know, it may turn you off to listen to his music or something if, like, you're really against that, but it's like, at the same time, it's like, you know, all these people aren't diddling with kids, you know? But yeah, I don't know. I just thought that DP put out there. We just kind of live in this world where we feel this heavy need to keep people in check over things that aren't really worth keeping in check about. Yeah, there are people that get a little too high in their skis and like, hey, just so you know, like, relax, be humble, right? But we live in this heavy obsession to want to humble other people, but we don't want to humble people to make them down to earth. We want to humble people just to make ourselves feel better at how incompetent we are and how we feel about ourselves. I mean, to be pretty frank about it. And it's always this heavy complaining. It's complaining. It's just people bitching. I mean, people bitching about people's sexuality and how that affects it. Like, you know, it's weird, right? We're in such this accepting culture of things. Not to get too deep in the weeds here. But, you know, we pride ourselves, no pun intended. and being in this heavy accepting culture. Oh, we love gay people. We love this. We love that. And these are the same people that when they want to insult you, they will say things like, oh, you probably suck dick on the low, huh? It's like, well, if you're saying being gay is great, how is even if someone were the suck dick, why would that be an insult? You know, it's this weird thing of, oh, we're cool, like, oh, we're accepting of this, we should be pro. And then one of their first insults will always be something to do with sexuality. Oh, you zesty boy. You know, stuff like that. By the way, I've never been called these things, but you know, I have ears, I have eyes. You gotta listen, you gotta watch how people operate, not what they say. you know. And I don't know, you know. It's just kind of, it's interesting to me. The Meek Mill, the Corey Holcomb, Godfrey, and then that's, you know, it all kind of weirdly, it's like this beautiful melting pot of connections. Like, everything in this life connects, in my opinion. And it was a great example of these things connect to just expose how we really think about things. We are obsessed with sexuality more than ever. People's sexuality, it's a fine line between, it's just, when it becomes like the first thing you want to tell people about, it's almost like you want people to just feel that apprehensive about you, if that makes sense. This, you want people, it's like, there's a thing where you don't want, actually, when sexuality becomes your whole identity, whether it's straight, gay, or everything else, sexuality is one of these things where if you make it to be everything you're about, then people will treat you like it's everything you're about. Like, if I make my whole identity about picking up women, for example, right? If that was my whole identity, you know what? If women have that perception of me, whether they find me attractive, whether they don't, whether they like me, whether they don't, people are going to start moving a certain way around me to either protect themselves or, you know, if they were to be interested in me, put themselves to be a lot more joyful, smile, you know, whatever. So, when you take the ability of being a person first and you put these identities about you at the forefront to be the first thing you want people to treat you as, it kind of creates that human barrier that it doesn't, it creates that human barrier where you don't even give people the opportunity to like you or not because you put this heavy identity in between you. It can be the same with religion. It's like I could know someone for months and months and not know anything about their religion, and I find out like, oh. But we are human beings where if someone has a perception about people who practice, you know, Judaism, for example, because that's a hot topic these days. If you have people that are, you know, have anti-Semitic views, let's just say, and it just naturally doesn't come up in conversation, but it's someone you work with, it could be someone that, you know, you see on a regular basis at the grocery store, you have natural conversations with them, you enjoy talking to them, you enjoy being around them, you may even like them on an upper level. And then they tell you, you know, on the first, second date, like, hey, just so you know, like, you know, Hanukkah's coming up. You want to blow out a few candles with me? I know that's not how Hanukkah works. Well, I don't know. Maybe they do. You probably aren't, you know, you may respectfully be like, you know what? I just don't believe in you. Like, but if someone came approach and was like, are you anti-Semitic? You know, you're going to be like, no, but Jesus, like, it's pretty strong opening. You know, you didn't give me opportunity to warm up to you, you know? And I don't know, it just kind of feels like we are obsessed with identity. And identity should be something that naturally oozes off of you. Oozes, that's a weird word. And naturally esponges, that's even a weirder word, off of you. Like, not to get all, but like, your, oh God, I hate it, but your energy about you. You know, people can sense the real aspect of you, not this, you could hide behind your sexuality, your religion, these big things, I sound like a lover, these big things, that you hide behind, not hide, because that sounds a lot worse than what I mean, but these things that you use as these divisive, simple things that if you're not with this, you might as well not waste your time, right? Where you could just be naturally a compelling person. And then people find out about these things. Like, yeah, and it's like, oh. And it may actually change if, like, someone is so anti, let's say, fill in the blank, but then their experience with you is positive, and they're like, oh, you know what? Maybe I have this warped point of view, and I realize that not everyone like this is like this, you know? And, you know, there's immaturity has to even think in that, oh, all people are like this anyways. But, you know, you got to live in reality. There are people that think that. They think majority of fill in the blank, whether it's race, sexuality, religion. Not the key, but those are the big ones that people focus on. You know, race is a very divisive topic. Jesus, Clint, you are really trying to get fucked up today. gender is a very divisive topic. Sexuality is a divisive topic. Religion is always a divisive topic. Jesus, I keep saying tropic. Thunder. I'm a semi-pro at this podcasting. God, I keep trying to dig myself out of this hole, and then I keep digging. I need the call. Was it 811? Call before you dig. that's what I need right now. But, but yeah, anyways, the more important things, my water heater, you know, was a flood in my bathroom. I'll get that in a minute. But, you know, nah, but you know, that's why I like it's important not to, unless someone asks you about things, like, you gotta be careful about making some your whole identity, because when you make some the forefront of your identity, you are sending a message that sometimes it can turn people off, because it's like it's assumed that if someone may not be comfortable with that, that you're going to be divisive about it. And people are not trying to get into divisive situations these days. You should always be proud about whatever it is. But you got to be careful about it being divisive in the fact of if someone's just like, hey, you know, I'm cool. To not, you know, make a big thing of an attack on that person, you know. So, I don't know. Like, could you imagine being SpongeBob and everyone just talks about how much of a sponge you are, you know? It's like, you know, we could joke about things here and there, but at the same time, it's like, I don't want to hear all day about, you know, being white, you know? It's a weird thing. Like, it's a fun thing to joke about, like, oh, this and that, you know? But then, you know, sometimes it's like, all right, like, am I just accepted in certain environments because for being white, I'm cooler than most white people? I don't know, you know? You know, it gets to this thing where, like, you don't want the main reason everyone wants to be around you to be just a singular reason. You want different relationships. You want different connections with a multitude of different people, so you feel like you have a diverse portfolio. like we're talking about investing. But really, friendships and love is investment. So, yeah. I guess the moral of all that is, because I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about anymore, is protect your identity. Don't make it everything you're about, but be proud about it. And I could have saved like 20 minutes of y'all's life with that. But yeah, to more important news. So, this is the beauty of living in an apartment complex, you know. Stuff happens in your apartment, you don't have to pay for it. You know, as long as you're renting, you know. But you know what? annoying part about living in these apartment complexes is no matter what you tell them about what issues you are having, they will try to tell you, nah, it's not really that big of an issue. It's just got to be tightened up here. Literally last year, when we moved in here, literally after a month or two, like, we kind of told them, like, you know, this, it's moldy. There's mold coming through the walls. It hasn't really gotten better. We can hear the leaking in the air conditioning unit, in the water boiler. And we had them come out and like, oh no, it's not that, it's this, whatever. It was temporarily fixed. Probably like not too long ago, probably like 3 or 4 months ago. We kept hearing it. You know, water was getting worse. Like, we could see it going. Called them out again. Like, hey, this shit's, like, bad. Like, we can hear the shit. We just smell it weirdly. Have them come out. And the thing is, when, even if it's a third party, but it's contracted through the apartment complex, these third parties, they have to go to the